In Ohio, Pickerington, Ohio, Bob Nienast, or Nienast, I believe it would be, wants to go barefoot in the Ohio State House, and he's ran into a brick wall, you might say, in so doing, and made national news with it, and he's battling the right to have bare feet, and I think it is a civil right. And Bob's online with us right now, kind of explaining how he got into this thing and what it means to him. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Michael.
How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
Do you go barefoot for religious reasons or just for comfort?
Somewhat spiritual reasons, yeah. But more so health benefits. When I wear shoes, it just makes my feet hurt and stink and all sorts of other nasty things.
Yeah.
It also bothers my knee. I'm starting to get a little up there in age. Shoes actually do rather nasty things to feet, if you think about it.
They do, actually, and people will tell you that you actually, in a way, you're better off not wearing shoes. But in the winter, you don't go shoeless, do you?
Actually, yes, I do.
You do?
How
do you do that, Bob?
Well, normally in the wintertime, you're just getting from your car to a parking lot. So, or, you know, from your car in the parking lot into the store, so it's not that far.
Right.
And, I mean, you probably don't put gloves on. Well, you might do up in Madison, but yeah. In Columbus, you don't necessarily have to put on gloves or anything. So my general rule is if I don't need gloves, I don't need shoes.
Okay. Do you ever put on a pair of shoes, like for formal occasions? Or?
About the only time I wear shoes is at funerals. Barefoot, that would kind of draw attention to myself and attract the star, so to speak, of the occasion.
Oh, the star, yeah.
Yeah.
So if we see you in shoes, we should be very worried, basically.
Yeah, you might be next. Who knows?
Or we might be the star of the occasion.
Even
worse. Now, is this a problem for you in general now? Because you see those signs all the time, no shoot, no service.
Actually, if you look around, those signs are a lot rarer than you think they are.
Okay.
And they're actually left over from the late 60s, early 70s, when they were put up in order to keep hippies out.
Hippies.
Okay, now,
that's
I don't look at all like a hippie, quite frankly.
No, you don't.
I actually usually don't have a problem. Part of it is that I know the sorts of places that I regularly go to.
Mm-hmm.
I actually do the family shopping, and so the local grocery store has no problem. Everybody knows me there.
Yeah.
My little local library, everybody knows me there. They've known my kids. Actually, I used to be able to go just fine in the State House, to tell you the truth.
Do you work at the State House? Or?
No. I'm actually retired right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I'm getting up in years a little bit.
What field?
I have reason to go to the State House, picking up some of the various documents and stuff that go. It's a really very nice place, and they recently renovated it, and it's really pretty and nice and everything, so it's nice to look at.
Mm-hmm. Now, what field were you in? What did you retire from?
I used to work for Bell Labs, so
you
I was
did.
Actually writing telephone software.
Oh, how interesting. Well, that was cool. Is that there in Columbus?
Right. There was basically a Western Electric plant over on the east side. That's where I worked.
Yeah, so you're a software guy?
That's what I did for them. Actually, my degree's in physics.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
And in the lab there, barefoot?
Yes and no. The
one on, one off?
It was co-located with the factory, so the factory personnel would get really bent out of shape.
Right.
But the software folks were kind of like, all software folks are kind of different.
Right. Yeah, so that it wasn't a problem there.
It generally was not too much of a problem, no.
Why suddenly was it become a problem for you at the State House?
Well, I think what the problem was the latest governor... Governor Strickland moved his office out of the tall office building and put it back into the State House where it had originally been. But, to get closer to the people. Well, he didn't want to get too close to the people, so they put a trooper's desk right outside his office.
Uh-huh.
And so I came in like I'd always had last June, and the trooper stopped me and detained me for 10 to 15 minutes while he checked with his sergeant, and his sergeant had to check with the folks that run the State House. At which point they discovered there was no rule.
Yeah.
So they had to let me go, which thoroughly disappointed them, I think.
Yeah.
But then in July, the board that runs the State House made sure that was corrected, so they enacted a rule at that stage, at that point.
Yeah. And this is to protect public welfare, or?
I'm not sure exactly what it. I really think it's just to protect their particular sense of decorum.
Okay.
Now, if you ask them, they say, I mean, I actually talked to their executive director, and he said, oh, we've got chipped tiles on the floor. You could cut your feet. Well, you know, I walk everywhere. I've hiked over 1,000 miles in the last 4 years.
You have?
Yeah.
Barefoot?
Barefoot, of course.
Yeah. Where have you hiked?
Mainly in southeastern Ohio. There's some really pretty territory there.
Oh, wow.
But I've also been out to Yellowstone and out in California and some other places.
They got chert out there, though. That would hurt.
Yeah.
The chert hurts.
Actually, chert's not too bad. We actually have a place near us called Flint Ridge.
Ah,
and,
Flint.
I walk on the Flint all the time, no big deal. Actually, there's a secret to Flint and chert and that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And that is that the skin doesn't puncture very easily.
No.
I mean, if you ever try to do anything with leather, you know what a pain it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and of course, the bottom of my feet are just have a nice, you know, padding of leather under there. But you can't slice it. So as long as you're not sliding your foot, you can walk on flint and all sorts of other things without it really damaging anything.
Yeah, you could probably walk on coals at this point.
No, that's one thing I really don't feel like trying, but yes, I probably could.
Because your feet toughen up and...
Well, actually, being a physicist, I know that the whole coal walking thing is more of a thermodynamic trick.
Mm-hmm.
That basically the coals have a very low heat capacity.
Ah.
If you prepare them properly.
Right.
And so I'm not sure I'd trust others to prepare it properly.
No, it's something you want to do yourself.
Yeah, and I'm not sure I'd want to try it the first time in case I didn't know what the hell I was doing.
Yeah. Now, is this in litigation now? I mean, what is the next step for you, so
well,
to speak?
Well, what happened is when I started talking to the executive director, I asked him some questions about, you know, why their meeting notice didn't have stuff in it that it was supposed to have in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically I ended up catching them violating the Open Meetings Act in Ohio. So their entire enactment of it was completely invalid, which, to their credit, when they found out, they didn't just try to slip it under the rug.
Mm-hmm.
But what they're going to do now is, first of all, they're going to change their rules for making rules so they don't have to tell anybody anymore.
Yeah.
Because, God forbid, you know, folks would find this stuff out. But so then they are thinking about passing it yet again, this time doing it officially.
Mm-hmm. I see. So right now it's still in limbo at the moment.
It's still in limbo, so it's perfectly okay for me to in the State House, and I was actually barefoot there earlier this week because of other news stations that wanted to talk to me.
Yeah. And the ACLU, have they weighed in on this?
No, the ACLU hates me.
They hate you? they hate you and your feet? Why?
Probably. They had actually encouraged me once before to sue and then refused to support me.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of just got tired of them, and you know, they also make it difficult for people to contact them.
Oh.
You know, it's got to be a little tiny, you know, a letter in the mail. At least the Ohio ACLU.
Yeah.
I mean, the national one is somewhat better.
Bob, they'll defend the Nazis. I don't see why a guy with bare feet.
Yeah, they just think
wouldn't come under that umbrella, which is obviously large.
Yeah, they think it's a losing cause or something. So actually, back in 1968, the city of Youngstown in eastern Ohio passed an ordinance requiring shoes in the downtown portion outside. And in that case, the ACLU did come to that woman's defense and had the law overturned.
Yeah. But, and probably some of these laws go back to the days when there were horses and you didn't want to walk around barefoot, you know.
Actually, back then, a lot more people did go around barefoot.
Of course they did, yes, ironically.
Yeah, I mean, you can find pictures from the early 1900s of kids going to school barefoot. And
oh, yeah, barefoot boy and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And that was you. Were you a barefoot boy as a boy, Bob?
Not a lot.
No.
Somewhat. What I actually remember from my childhood is wearing kid sneakers. And back then, you didn't wear socks.
Right, I remember stage.
Exactly,
yeah.
And so I remember having my shoes rot from the inside out.
Ah,
you know, anybody of my age will remember that. You know, they just got disgusting.
Yeah. Those kids, yeah.
Yeah.
And you write on with your pen. You write all these weird things on your kids with your ballpoint pen. That's what I recall mostly about my kids. Well, Bob, I wish you luck on this, and we'll be hearing more about it. You must be plagued. Have you been on the nightly news with anybody?
No, just some local stations.
Because I think this is going to break nationwide. I think it's the latest thing in civil rights. I really do, and I'm sorry the ACLU doesn't see it that way.
Well, you know, I mean, look, it's clearly not a really strong civil right.
Well.
But, you know, once they get to tell you how you have to dress, you know.
What's next?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Thanks, Bob.
Okay, thank you.
Bob Nines in Pickerington, Ohio. fighting for your rights to shed your shoes, walk barefoot. I don't see any harm in it. John, you want to weigh in on this?
Yeah. I think he should be allowed to go barefoot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jeff?
Who cares?
Who cares what Jeff has to say?
No. We all care. Who cares if he goes barefoot?
Okay, Jeff's thinking about it.
Yeah, he's thinking.
Jim, you want to weigh in on it?
I think it's fine.
Okay, fine. We'll take a poll here.
Flip-flops. Okay.
That's kind of fudging the whole thing
is,
here,
yeah.
You know. All in favor of the right to go barefoot, would you applaud? Opposed? Opposed? Sir, and your reason being?
Well, depends on what his feet look like.
Depends on what his feet look like. Thank you, sir, for putting that in perspective.